I'm here with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a report on roads maintenance. Douglas, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes, it's a look at the state of Scotland's roads and how they're being maintained. And that's important, not just for our economic prosperity, but also for people getting around safely in their everyday lives.
So, what have you found?
Well, it's a mixed picture. Councils maintain most of Scotland's roads. The proportion of these roads classed as being in acceptable condition has remained constant at around 63% over 4 years, while overall council spending on maintenance fell by 14% over the same period. But at the same time, there is a wide variation between councils on what they spend on road maintenance, and there's a wide variation amongst councils and concern that current surveys don't always pick up damage to lower road layers. As for motorways and key trunk roads, these are looked after by Transport Scotland, where spending fell by 4% over 4 years, and the proportion in acceptable condition also fell from 90% to 87%.
What does this mean for the public?
Well, a great deal, because they're the ones who are hitting the potholes. The most recent survey shows 57% of people are dissatisfied with the state of the roads, despite these concerns being flagged up in our two previous reports. And their voice needs to be listened to, and we are calling for much improved and consistent dialogue with the public. At the same time, there is ever-increasing pressure on budgets, so councils are having to make tough choices. We know it's not easy, but the search for value for money is vital, given that councils spend £260 million a year on road maintenance.
What needs to be done then?
Well, there is a lot of potential for councils to share services to be more effective, and indeed this is something they've all signed up for. Some councils are already on the case, but overall progress in this area has been disappointingly slow. Roads authorities, both locally and nationally, urgently need to be more innovative in their approach and develop services on a regional basis, together with robust ways to compare efficiency. And there's also a risk of relying too much on resurfacing, which gives a short-term fix, rather than reconstruction of the road surface. This may be storing up problems in the longer term.
So what do you want to see happen next?
Well, what's needed is a longer term view which takes into account both the need for new roads and the proper maintenance of what we have at present. And one thing the report is clear on, we cannot carry on as we are if there is to be an improvement in road condition.
Douglas, thank you very much.